Right now, let us bring in Pat Pagano. Late this morning, but good morning, Pat.
Yeah, well, it's not my fault.
No, it's Mike's fault.
Yeah,
he's going on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
Family yes, guys. And we have to talk about the weather first.
Yep.
And then we'll talk about the debate last night. Partly sunny and hot today, 90. Partly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70. Now, this weekend is a big weekend. Prior to July 4th, it's Global Gay Pride Day. There's going to be parades all over the places, fireworks, a lot of outdoor activities. So the fact that we are all under a slight risk of severe weather tomorrow, I have to hit that harder than I normally would. Now, not everybody will have severe weather, but it's impossible to say who. I've given this analogy before, and I'll do it again. Okay, you take your old frying pan. You put it on the stove. Before you do anything, you pour the oil into the frying pan.
Yep.
And you take your little popcorn seeds, put it in the frying pan, and then you turn on the gas. Can you predict, looking in that frying pan, which is the first kernel to pop?
Nope.
No, you can't. It's the same thing with the atmosphere. Okay? Here you have the oil is the moisture. Okay? The seedlings are the little bits of what we call condensation nuclei in the atmosphere. Then the heat is the sun. You turn it on. Where will they pop? Where will they grow? Who will get hit? The main threat tomorrow, strong winds and or hail. Anytime after 12 o'clock, from 12 to 6, which is prime time for everybody to be outdoors, you must keep an eye on the sky. Remember now, there are no warnings or watches have been issued.
Yeah.
But the Severe Prediction Center tells us that there is a slight risk. It goes from marginal to slight to moderate to enhanced to, yes, there will be severe weather. So it's on the bottom, but nevertheless, it has to be paid attention to. If the ingredients continue to be as they are today for tomorrow, a watch will go into effect. And then if they start developing, the watch will be changed to local warnings. And the highs tomorrow, mid-80s. Behind the front, a massive cool air in the upper atmosphere. Even on the ground, it's not going to be as warm. I'm saying 80. It'll never reach 80 on Sunday. We'll have some sun. It'll be breezy. Breezy may even go to windy. And there'll be showers. On and off through the afternoon. They won't be heavy, but it will be wet from time to time. I think the temperatures on Sunday will be hard-pressed to get out of the 60s. That's my feeling. So we may only get to 70. Then on Monday, we rebound, sunny and in the middle 80s. So there you have your weekend forecast. And I have to tell you quickly, I was stupid enough to stay up until 11 o'clock to watch the Democratic debate last night.
Why? Because did you see each candidate? The five major candidates spoke for a total. Each one had about 10 or 11 minutes in 2 hours. Those are the five major candidates. The other candidates got between 2 and 4 minutes for 2 hours. How stupid is this?
It is stupid. They were all on top of one another. This is what I get out of it. You know, Bernie is right. We're looking for change. We haven't seen change in 45 years. And he's right. You know, you watch these debates year after election after election. Promises, 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 promises. Really, nothing gets done. That's what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. But nothing takes it out of my mind. In this country, Marshall, you cannot go for a skilled job and expect to get it unless you are qualified. Right. And I know that this is the greatest country in the world. It is a land of the free. And I know there are no qualifications to be a congressman, senator, you name it, in politics. But there has to be, especially for president. And what am I talking? I'm not talking about you have to know history or anything like that. No, you have to have leadership qualities. You have to be fair. You have to be negotiable, right? And trustworthy.
Right.
And I think those qualities have to be met before. Oh, and you have to be young. You cannot be 65 or older, in my opinion. You know, in order to be real on top of this, here you are, the chief executive. We all know that our skills are sharpest when we're younger, not as we get older. Not that you can't have sharp skills at 65, you can, but you're running a country. So my feeling is that's got to be changed. How they change it, I don't know. They probably never will. So that's what I got out of the whole thing last night, and I'm dead tired.
You shouldn't have watched it. It's we're, 9 months away from the first primary.
Right.
And like I said, each candidate, the major candidates got, if you break it out over 2 hours, they each had 5 minutes an hour. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't learn anything from that. Nothing. Zero.
Nothing. You're right.
It's just a joke. It's terrible. Oh, well, anyway, so I didn't watch it. I have to say that. I didn't watch it.
You didn't miss anything.
No, I thank God.
No, you didn't miss anything. Again, I like Bernie's closing statement. We are looking for change. It hasn't happened in 45 years. He's hoping to make the change. So that was a very good statement.
A lot of my friends said to me, "Are you going to watch the debate? Going to watch the debate?" So I said, "No, I've already selected who I want to win, and if the person I want to win doesn't win, I already know how I'm going to vote. So I'm not going to stay up and feed the network frenzy that they want to do to get you to watch them. I'm just not going to do it. Yeah. You know, it's much too early, Pat. You could have watched reruns of Dancing with the Stars and had a better time.
You're probably right."
All right. With that being said, you'll be in on Monday, right?
I think so. You know, all next week is up in the air. I mean, AJ's asking me when he has to work. I don't know. I'm trying to, just
juggle. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, with the weather, so you very well may see me on Monday because I won't be here on Thursday. That's for sure. Nobody will be. You may very well see me Monday.
All right, Pat, have a great weekend.
Do the same. Be safe, Marshall.
And watch out for your fingers because you don't want to wind up like your handyman.
You don't have to worry.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.